Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget that we always ask for a special shout-out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And yesterday we had lunch with a couple of Customs and Border Patrol officers that were stationed over there at the warehousing area at the airport, and they came by. I'm happy to see them. And to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear the show anywhere else because you don't have an affiliate in your area, you can always go there. The show plays live right there on the website, as well as our website, our home station here. But right there, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, you can hear the show live right there. All right. Denise Simon, BoundaryCode.com, is back with us. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Well, okay. The Senate, of course, passed the federal debt ceiling by 50 to 49, went over to the House. They passed it by 221 to 209. One of the Republicans that crossed over was Adam Kinzinger. No surprise, he's not going to run for re-election, so he really doesn't care. Right now, he might as well be a Democrat, to be honest with you. Same with Liz Cheney. But what are we going to do here? We just keep adding money to the grocery cart. We can't keep doing this. We just can't.
Well, we are, and there's no way to stop it, for certainly right now. I mean, what's to say this that it won't go on all the way through next year? Into the midterms. So
right.
We're a debtor nation. I don't know how else to put it. That's what we are. And I haven't looked, so I can't answer this, but I would like to know. And that is, what other countries are as much in debt as we are? We have this situation here where, Biden says, we don't have any adversaries, meaning China and whatnot, and we're just in competition. I would argue that with this kind of a debt ceiling, we're losing credibility every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of other countries, because of our debt, are going to, it changes the economic ranking of the United States.
Yep.
The stability ranking, I would argue. So.
Yep.
I think there's a different way that we need to be reframing this scandalous condition that the Democrats and the Biden administration have put us in.
Well, Joe, they had a Christmas party, I guess, for the Democrats, I think it was yesterday, And Joe sent a message to the GOP about the midterm elections amidst all the crises and the problems that he's got with his poll numbers being pretty much in the toilet. And he says, "We got a surprise coming. We're gonna count us out," or something along those lines. And I'm thinking to myself, "Well, okay, we got a surprise for him, because they already know. We already know, for the most part, what it is they're going to try to do, and we're prepared." That's all I can say.
I'm not sure we are prepared, because I don't think the conservatives and the Republicans think as nefariously as, hence plan for, what the Democrats would do and can do. If we go back and look at some scandals going all the way back to what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, into the Russia collusion, which is the biggest thing that I think has ever happened in the United States. We can add in scandal after scandal. That tells you that we're not prepared for these kinds of things. There's been a lot of warnings that are going on, and that's a good thing. But I don't have an imagination. I mean, this is stuff like out of a Hollywood movie. I don't have the kind of imagination, maybe that I should have, to see what it is that we should be prepared for. And if you are prepared, what does that preparation look like?
Well, we have been working all around the country behind the scenes, making changes here, changes there. And I do know, because I've been a part of this, they are training tens of thousands of poll workers as well as poll watchers to go and watch these elections, which is what they did in Virginia. That was the first test in Virginia. They had 3,000 Republican poll watchers in the state of Virginia when they voted.
Well, that all sounds great in theory. And I'm happy that people are, in some cases, stepping up. But that's a good thing. But I would also say, let's not forget how some of these poll watchers and workers, we saw so many videos of how they were, one, locked out of the building. Mm-hmm. They put stuff up on windows. You see what I'm saying? I'm still not trusting it.
Well, I'm glad that they did that, because we have the proof of it. And guess what? If you can find a judge, that's the problem. If you can find a judge,
right.
Yep, you can stop all that. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov /ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much, Ron Edwards. We appreciate that very much, and Merry Christmas back to you, my friend. All right, folks, and this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO, of course, is an insurance company, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country right now, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and you can find out who your local agent is and how to get a hold of them, or you can get a quote right there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. You can get all that covered, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or renters or condo insurance in with your car insurance, and you will save money. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and either get a hold of the name of your agent or do it right there on the website and see what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Hello.
Now, Mark Meadows was held in contempt. The House voted on that last night, and he was held in contempt, and the case is going to be referred to the DOJ, apparently, for criminal referral.
Yeah. So it puts the pressure on the Department of Justice to see what they're going to do. Are they going to, fine him, put him in jail? What is they're going to do? Because he has cooperated until he's decided not to cooperate because they're going after him for personal communications. which are protected based on the type of communications, they are protected by executive privilege in the White House. Well, the Biden administration has decided they're not going to adhere to executive privilege. So that tells us that we ought to demand the executive privileged communications of everybody in the Biden White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fair play.
Yep.
And the other thing is that this January 6th committee has also gone after the communications of other fellow members of Congress.
Right.
Which is absolutely unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, even if they are our representative or senator,
mm-hmm.
They are exempt from FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. They've
right.
exempted themselves.
Yep.
So I would be starting there and certainly going at the Department of Justice for how twisted and political all of this is. This puts the burden on Department of Justice, and rightly so, but I don't trust the Department of Justice either.
Okay, so. Let's go to the phone line. We've got Backgammon Bob in the line. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Hey, Denise. Anyway, I was thinking about Russia and Crimea and China and Taiwan, and these, I think, are our greatest chances to really get into this in trouble. And we don't need any more foreign military adventures. And that's where a lot of spending can happen and a lot of danger to the world and ourselves. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, thank you. Now, Denise, there was a comment made, an article written in Breitbart yesterday, about China laughing at the Biden administration for censoring the Taiwanese minister. What's that all about?
China is, in fact, working to punish several of the leadership in Taiwan. They're also have essentially sanctioning or trying to, on paper, punish members of the U.S. Congress, meaning people like Senator Tom Cotton, Marco Rubio, several others that, you know, are very staunch anti-China kind of stuff. And look, these adversaries, and that's precisely what they are, in some cases they're enemies and they're rogue countries, they're becoming very aggressive. And I think there's some other things that are happening here that we don't know about. And it doesn't necessarily have to be militarily, but I think there's some coordination going on with these countries, North Korea, Iran, China, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think our friends, or what they call allies and partners, they don't have any spine either. You know, the United States was always the one that took the lead, and we're not taking the lead. We're running away from any kind of confrontation, and that's not a good place to be. We haven't heard a word out of General Milley. We've heard almost nothing out of Gerald Austin, Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
And what comes out of National Security Council or the State Department isn't any better. So I think we're mm-hmm. in a very bad place, and I think we're going to get blindsided here pretty quickly.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think Biden's prepared to do anything.
I agree, and we have another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. It's Eric in East Tennessee.
Oh, good morning there. How's the weather?
Freezing.
All right. Well, go
it's
ahead.
Chilly up here. Hey, real quick, two comments, and then I'll follow up with a question. First comment regarding debtor nation status. Ms. Denise was talking about. The only other one I can think of that even is close to us is China. And according mm-hmm. to even Wikipedia, it says they owe IMF 69 trillion tango T dollars, and that was a couple years back. So here's my take on that. We're not gonna go to war with China. We might do some proxy stuff. We might have some problems with North Korea and Taiwan, you know, maybe with Taiwan, might be some skirmish, maybe. But we're not going to. China is the manufacturer of the world. There's too much money in China, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. Second, J6 Commission, or committee, whatever they're calling that, in Circus of Stars, so to speak. They're going after, in my opinion, anyone and everyone that could possibly be associated with a President Trump run in 2024.
Right.
They're trying to get labels of indicted, or, you know, someone's Joe Schmo was indicted for this, that, and the other. It's, you know, Jane Doe was indicted. Not that they're going to get any sort of conviction. They're just going to tie these people up to taint their political resume. So that's my opinion. You know, again, that's my opinion. And number two, and our last thing here, and I'll end with this. There's rumors circulating, and I can't nail this down. I'm wondering maybe if I missed anything, you know anything about it, or you captain, regarding the FDA working with the United States Postal Service to interdict shipments of ivermectin into the United States. Can't nail this down. Trying to see if anybody's heard anything more about that. It's rumor mill. So, you know, anyway, that's my two cents. That's my question. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the time, and thanks, ma'am, and you guys have a good day, and simplify.
All right, thank you very much, Eric. Okay, I have heard the mail thing, but go ahead.
I have not heard the issue about ivermectin. I think that we actually have enough ivermectin to treat those that need to be treated for right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that what's going to look like, you know, after the first of the year. So I'll put that on a post-it note and see where that takes us after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that there was one hospital that actually refused to treat a woman with ivermectin, and
she died.
A judge ruled that they had to treat her, and they didn't, and they were held in contempt, and then they finally did. So I don't know what that status is. I kind of dropped the ball on it, but ivermectin is not the only thing that we ought to be necessarily looking at, because you've got the other ones, Regeneron, Remdesivir, and now they're actually looking at a couple other treatments out there too. So that's what science is about, and that's what science should be about.
All righty, here comes the music. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, and you have yourself a great day up on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to a state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, of course, their website is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they're all about, and then I'll give you the phone number and tell you what's next. Here they are. They're going to tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida. The other is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Now, Clearwater is on the other side of Tampa Bay. I'm on this side in Tampa. They're on the other side in Clearwater. Their website, of course, is naa.edu. Now, you've heard me mention, give them a call and ask to take the tour. So I'm going to give you the number and then explain again about what the tour does for you. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. I'll get that number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call at that number and ask to take the tour at either one of their locations, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the other one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you'll be able to get an opportunity when you do that to talk to some of the students that are there, as well as some of the instructors that are teaching there. And, of course, you'll be able to talk to the money people, which will explain to you how that works with these student loans. But if you're a veteran and you're getting out of the service and you have not used your GI Bill, you'll be all set. They'll take care of it for you, and they'll show you how that's done, and that's what they do. Now, if you're a veteran back before 9/11 and you've used some of your benefits, they'll tell you what you've used, what you've got left. And if you have to, you'll fill out a student loan just like anybody else would, and away you go. But at any rate, how you do that is by giving them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and don't forget to ask to take the tour. Now, the Pentagon announced yesterday that no U.S. troops will be punished for the deadly Kabul airstrike that killed 10 civilians. None of the military personnel involved in the botched drone strike in Kabul will be punished in any kind of way. Also, the Army will let unvaccinated soldiers home for Christmas. About 45,000 of the newest soldiers and their instructors are expected to travel during the holiday leave, and they are being allowed to go back home. And here's one for you. Our pals, the Taliban, and I use that term loosely, our pals, the Taliban, want to have political ties with the United States and other expos that they fought against. Now, the Afghan foreign minister, Amir Khan Muttaqi, has also told the Associated Press that the Taliban government wants good relations with all countries and has no issue with the United States. I'll believe that when I see it. Also, the United States Air Forces in Europe hasn't changed the way it operates, even though Russia is massing forces up on the Ukrainian border. But U.S. and NATO allies are keeping a close watch on the tensions in that region. According to the commanding general of USAFE, General Jeffrey L. Harrigan. Also, Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks will talk with Navy leaders, local Hawaii officials, experts, and affected personnel and their families from the tainted water problem they've got there during a visit to Hawaii this week. And we'll see what she finds out that we don't already know. Now, the United States will expand its military and economic relationships with our partners in Asia to try to push back against the Chinese and their increasing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific, so said the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, yesterday, because he's over there. And the United States and China right now are squaring off in a global competition with a scale unseen since the Cold War, as the two nuclear powers race for military dominance and new weaponry that ranges across the seas, space, cyberspace, and beyond. And don't forget that Russia, the warning from the Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Rybakov, raised the risk of a new arms buildup on the continent with east-west tensions at their worst since the Cold War ended almost three decades ago. Well, I don't know why anybody's thinking that that's going to go anywhere, because there's just too much at stake here. And Putin is being tough, and Joe Biden is being weak and meek. Now, the U.S., North Korea, and China, we talked about this earlier, but it's come out again, have agreed in principle on a formal end to the Korean War, so says South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Now, this would be great in a way if they're able to do it. But we'll see. Again, it's just like anything else. You don't know if these things are going to work or not until you try them. And if they do, that's great. And if they don't, well, I guess that's not so great. Now, a ruthlessly efficient secret U.S. military cell in Syria thumbed its nose at rules and inflicted many civilian casualties, calling in airstrikes on areas where families were living alongside the Islamic State fighters. And it led to numerous airstrikes and drone strikes called in by the unit that was there watching what was going on. Now, since the final military plane departed August 31st, Biden administration now officials have said that they're going to continue to help all the at-risk Afghans that were left behind. And again, we heard the other day, oh, it's just a few. No, it can't be. If you do the math of the people that we left behind, it can't be just a few. It's got to be in the thousands still. But we'll see. And, of course, Congress wants to know what discussions then-President Donald Trump had about the National Guard on January 6th. So they're trying to find out all that info as best they can. And by the way, here's an interesting one. At least 15 lawmakers who hold powerful positions on a pair of House and Senate committees that control U.S. military policy have financial ties to prominent defense contractors that together were worth nearly $1 million in 2020 to those 15 lawmakers. Now, this is according to an insider analysis of federal financial records. And kudos to them if they can find a way to make money, because that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Now, the United States is testing satellite resiliency to threats from China and Russia miles above the Earth's surface. Just weeks after Russia shot down an aging communication satellite. Not sure where that's going to go, but we'll keep our eyes open and let you know. All right. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. He will be right back in the mix, and we are going to go to break.
Ron Edwards, host of the Everett's Notebook Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body, also the double with wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, I'll tell you what, that feels fantastic on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Served, You Saved program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Biden inflation is just chipping away because the producer price index rose by more than what they thought it was going to be, by some 9.6%, and that's not good.
No, it's not good, quite frankly, at all. The numbers are very, very high. But, again, I'm almost kind of tired of saying, see, I told you so, because, you know, these are not good see, I told you so. These are things that we've been warned about for a period of time. I think the reality of the situation is, quite frankly, is that for a long period of time, we were told that there was no inflation. We were in a deflationary period, which wasn't true, but it was conventional wisdom. And now numbers have gone a bit parabolic. And when things start going where the narrative right now, the question is that there is inflation, it's very difficult to turn that around. So if people think this is going to be short-lived, I'm sorry, I got another thing coming.
Well, the final demand goods component of the producer price index rose 1.2% compared with October, and that compared with 12 months earlier, prices are now up 14.9%.
Yeah, again, it's across the board. But you know, anybody that your listeners out there, they look at their bills, they see what they're paying for groceries, they look at their credit card bill, and you can see it. You feel it, and wherever you go, you're like, "Well, I just paid what? How much was that? I can't believe I just spent that. How did things get so expensive?" It's right there in front of us. So again, everybody's feeling it.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday denied the student loan payment extension, and the payments are going to restart again in February. Of course, Elizabeth Warren was all bent out of shape over this because students, of course, are going to be returning to making their payments beginning February the 1st, and a lot of people just can't afford to do it because they haven't been smart with their money while they've had this little reprieve. And instead of saving money, they've just been blowing it like it's going out of style, a lot of them.
Yeah, it's nonsensical. I mean, how long are you going to actually, you know, keep this going? We in some sort of situation right now where people can't work, where people can't get jobs. I mean, that's nuts. I mean, we got one of the tightest labor markets going. If you're not going to restart student loan payments, when are you going to do it? The thing is that, you know, if they wanted to keep that going forever and ever and ever. And again, it'll be a campaign issue. Mm-hmm. Moving forward. But I think, quite frankly, I think a lot of people, you know, that have been paying back their loans and whatnot, I don't know how popular it's going to be moving forward. It would have been something that the Democrats could have gotten done maybe back in 2016 mm-hmm. rather than right now, you know, that first time around. But we'll see. We'll see. They're going to try to make it an issue.
Now, things are even worse once you get behind the headlines. For example, when you look at goods that are processed by the United States manufacturers for sale to other businesses, such as appliance manufacturers selling to a retailer or a software maker selling to a digital game store, those prices are up by more than 26%.
Yeah, it's again, the numbers are staggering, and right now, it's, you know, once it becomes you know, pretty much the narrative, it's going to give, you know, all bets are off. You know, a lot of companies sometimes will eat a lot of costs for a period of time because of, you know, do the best they can with inflationary periods when they're told that there's no inflation. But when everybody knows that it exists, they're kind of free to raise their prices to what they should be based upon their input costs.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also have heard in terms of travel that the global hotel cancellations around the world are rising ahead of the holidays due to this Omicron variant that's floating around out there. That's going to hurt the hotels at a time when they can least afford to be hurt. Is that not correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an issue. Governments are getting everybody freaked out again. You know, the funny thing is...
Yeah, over what? The cold?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, UK, oh, somebody died of Omicron. No, somebody died with Omicron. They didn't die of Omicron.
Yep.
In the UK. And it's, you know, all of the news outlets, they love hyping this crap up. They love keeping people scared and frightened because it allows for them more control, the elites more control, telling you what to do. You know, they, from all the, you know, information out there right now, they're talking about how fast this Omicron is spreading. Well, then how come there's, you know, hospitalizations are not going through the roof because of this? How come we're not seeing more deaths because of this? Kevin hadn't seen any as of yet. Not to say that there's not going to be one because there's deaths from the flu every single year. But, I mean, it's getting to be a little bit nuts at this point in time. At some point in time, everybody's going to say we're going to have to learn to live with this.
Now, wait till you hear this one. A major real estate search engine has now eliminated crime data in an equity push. They don't want people to know how bad the crime is in areas where they're thinking about buying a home.
How do they go about doing that?
I don't know. They apparently get their own search engine.
It's interesting. I usually can find that stuff out at a lot of the various different real estate sites that, you know, and whatnot, and finding out what the crime statistics are in an area. And again, it's important when you're buying into a neighborhood, you might want to ask around a little bit and talk to some of the people that are there, so you know exactly what the deal is.
Now, we don't know what Trump's social media is going to actually officially start, but we do know that Trump's social media venture partnered with Rumble yesterday, so they're going to be rumbling it with the Trumpster.
What's for Rumble? Rumble's at the like a YouTube alternative, I think.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't actually even looked at that yet. I mean, I kind of social media it out. All honesty, I really know that kind of limited in what I do when it comes to that stuff.
Well, it can be very what's the word I want here? Rank and coarse, because they allow just about anything to go out there.
Oh, okay. I mean, again, free speech. I mean, I could care less. Doesn't really bother me much.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Apple, do you go into Apple stores?
I haven't been into an Apple store in a while. I mean, there's nothing really I need to buy. I'm kind of all set with my stuff. So, I haven't been in one recently.
As of the first of the month, Apple will require all their customers in all of their stores to wear a face mask.
Yeah, again, being obedient and trying to be politically correct and all that nonsense, I won't go in. You know, I'm not going in stores and if we're going to force me to wear a mask. Just won't do it.
Yeah, but all you got to do is put a paper bag over your head and you're set.
There you go.
See?
Probably my best.
Remember the unknown comic?
I thought it was the fans there. Wasn't it the New Orleans Saints fans?
That's true, too. Yeah, but the unknown comic was on TV for years with a bag over his head. He was on the Gong Show, the unknown comic.
Gong Show. There's a blast from the past.
I know. Chuck Berry. By the way, before we let you go here, your governor up there, Ms. Hochul, has talked about the new mandate up there, the mask and the vaccine mandate, and there are several New York counties that are not going to enforce the governor's mandate.
Yeah, the one right next to me, Nassau, they're not doing it, and they got a whole new wave of politicians coming in to Suffolk, where I live, and they're all Republicans, so I don't think they're going to have that. Hopefully, they're going to basically say we're not enforcing this either. Saratoga County as well. I think Jefferson County. There's a bunch, yeah.
Good, good.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he is involved in. And I'm sure, you're going to like it. All right, coming up, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on all sorts of stuff. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.